you for tuning into the Inside Darley podcast. Today, Kevin sits down with Jim Darley and they talk about his start with the company, Darley pumps, including the Fast Attack, and they even dove into a bit about the Velvet Jimmies. Thank you for tuning in and we hope you enjoy listening. Jimmy Darley and Kevin Sofen here sitting inside the Innovation Lab here. Jimmy, so tell me a little about yourself. How long have you been working with Darley Company now?
So I'm 57 years old. I've been working here 20 years, if you can imagine. They surprised me with my 20-year pin at the last Christmas party, actually a year ago this past Christmas, and it took me by surprise that I've been here that long.
Congrats. So yeah. you grew up in the business, but what actually brought you to start working here in the business?
You know, my mother was a social worker, and I have a master's degree from Jane Addams School of Social Work and Administration, and I worked in social work for probably 20 years before I started working here. And I remember one night Paul Darley called me up. He had just become the president. And he'd been selling pumps along with James Long, and James Long had wanted to switch over to the fire equipment division. And Paul called me and he said, I have an opening for a pump sales guy, and I think you'd be great. Maybe it's time to start thinking about it. And you'd be a jet setter. You'd travel the world. You'd see the world and this and that. And I ended up taking the job, and I found myself literally about 3 weeks later with a CDL license and a year-long agenda to travel the U.S. demonstrating compressed air foam systems. So I went from a guy who swept floors as a kid and did errands and did this and that around the office at Darley to going out, and probably within a year I probably had more live burns demonstrating compressed air foam systems and probably top five in the world. So it was a great experience and a great way to kind of onboard. I had great training. I spent a week up in Chippewa Falls with Troy Carruthers, who's our calf specialist, and I remember being on the road the first week and sticking a finger in my right ear and saying, did he say jet setter or did he say, a truck driver? So, but that's kind of how I came on board.
Thailand, Toledo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, same thing.
That's right. Yep.
That's great. So when you're not working at Darley and besides working in the pump industry, What are you doing in your free time? I know you're no stranger to the microphone.
No, okay. In terms of that, yeah. So I've spent, I think you're referring to a rock band I've been in for the last 10 years, which is the Velvet Jimmies. That's J-I-M-I-S, like Jimi Hendrix. And that was a band, that's a band that just me and some friends that have played out locally. We had a great run. In the last 10 years, it's kind of fading out now, but we played all the fests in Chicago, House of Blues, all different kinds of places around up and down Roosevelt Road on what they call the Veltway at the different venues there, and that was a great run. And other than that, though, I've got four kids. I got married late, and I'm 57, and I have a third grader, if you can imagine. My oldest is a senior in high school, and I've got two beautiful twins in eighth grade, two girls, Gigi and Coco.
That's a full-time job in itself.
Yeah, so I keep busy.
Yeah, I can imagine. So in your time here at Darley, you've specialized in pump sales and all the different pumps that Darley offer. Yeah. Tell me about a pump in particular, the Fast Attack. I know that's one of our more popular pumps, but tell me about the kind of the origins of it and a little bit more about the product.
Yeah, you bet. So Fast Attack Skids, that's something that we've kind of come up with that name. They're also known as drop-in units. Australia calls them slip-on units. So there's different names for them. And what they are, self-contained firefighting apparatus. So they are a tank, reel, and a pump usually. And they're usually 200-300 gallons. They usually have a gasoline engine on them, maybe 100-foot or 200-foot of hose. And they're great. They can go on any type of 4x4 vehicle, any commercial vehicle, Ford F-350 and up, anything that can handle the weight. So we call them Fast Attacks, and we sell what's called Fast Attack 1s and Fast Attack 2s, and just depending on what your department's budget is. You know, you might start off with one that starts around $8,600 compared to maybe $12,000-$13,000.
So why would a fire department choose a fast attack setup over a traditional fire truck?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, they're popular. Well, they're really used in all kinds of applications. We get calls where people might want to use them for a parking garage and have a 200-gallon setup, maybe with Class A or Class B foam, for example, to put out car fires, you know, which can have both types of fires on them. More typically that we sell them into the West, the Midwest, maybe the South and Southwest. They're used a lot in urban wildland interface situations. But really, they're used by departments for different reasons, you know, all over the place. So that's...
So it's part budgetary, part application, and...
Yeah, you know, they've got a lot of advantages where you're not confined to the pump and roll restrictions of a pump and roll pump, a PTO pump, or any type of split shaft. They're really used for situations for quick attacks. Yeah, so... They give the fire department the ability to use them for anything. They can go anywhere. They're usually on a 4x4 platform, and you know, they're not something that typically they're only 200-300 gallons of water. So it's something to maybe go down, knock down a quick fire. Could be a dumpster fire. Could be a break in a wildland situation where you want to lay down a break to prevent a controlled burn, something like that, with some foam.
And so it seems to be a good option for some of the smaller, maybe rural fire departments that maybe don't have as many of the CDL licenses or don't have the budget for a full fire truck, but they can take a F-150 and turn that into a pretty much of a somewhat of a fully functioning fire truck.
That's right, right. You always got to look at that vehicle's payload and make sure it can handle the weight, but yeah. That's pretty much the same.
So to just dive into the options a little bit, so we have Fast Attack 1, Fast Attack 2. What are the main differences,
sure,
and what are the different options?
Sure. So the options are really the same on both of them, but one's we build one with the platform using our nice Davy pumps, typically a 9 and 13 horsepower electric start pumps from our Davy line that we get from Australia. And then the Fast Attack 2s are both Darley built pump, so typically maybe a gear driven 18 horsepower pump. Off, you know, we've built all different kinds of pump options. Some people want to have the capability of having a 2.5-inch discharge on that skid unit so that they can use it for multi-purpose, for filling tankers in a pinch, that type of thing. So they may get a direct drive pump with a little more pumping availability, higher GPM, that type of thing. In terms of options, oh man, there's all kinds of options out there. So the most typical options, other than a hose guide on a reel, is going to be foam. And typically we sell our foam flurry ATP system, around the pump foam system, which is you know, there's so many Blizzard Wizard and ATP around the pump foam systems out there. But we also sell the downside of those are that you have to, they take a little more operational finesse. You have to turn off the pump to tank recirculation line before you turn them on, or you're going to fill up your tank with water. You got to make sure that you're not shutting down your nozzle and deadheading your pump and burning up your pump. You got to make sure that you turn the foam system off and recrack your circulation line back to your tank after use. So They're cheap, but they take a little more finesse in terms of operation, but you can get used to them real quick. So other than foam options and tank sizes, we've got some nice options like a smart start that come in handy on skid units and different type of trucks, where the operator could maybe pull 200 foot of 1-inch booster line and be 200 feet away from the truck and be carrying a remote control system around his neck and be able to throttle up and down that that RPM of that engine from that distance, which is a great option. You know, so just different types of discharge configurations, different foam systems, both Class A and Class B, that kind of thing. So they're very, very versatile. And by the way, I didn't mention a lot. There's a lot of these units being sold via Kimtech and others that are putting them on small UTV units. Mm-hmm. I mean, that market's just exploded in terms of these 60, 75-gallon systems, typically with the pull start, smaller Davy pump, maybe a stretcher on there, but that market's really exploded.
Interesting. Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about some of our recent deliveries or some a typical customer, whether it's an OEM or an actual end user that we've seen in the past 6-12 months.
Yeah, so, okay, well, I'll give you one that's not typical. So we've talked some about some of the typical ones, but one that we just delivered in the past couple months was a gentleman who had a flatbed and was able to carry, you know, probably the weight of 1,000 gallons of water plus a pump and some plumbing and a reel. And he came to us looking for the ability to pump 1,000 gallons of water. So he wanted a point truck where he could go in next to their water source and be able to feed tankers and do that quickly. So we, set up a fast attack skid unit, basically. I think it had maybe 400 gallons of water, but we put two gas pumps at the back of it, each capable of 500 GPM at probably 35 PSI. And we did some unique manifolding with it, and we really gave him the ability to draft with 2 4-inch screen suctions and really do, over 1,000 GPM being able to fill tankers. So that's one that sticks out in my mind that was a little atypical that was pretty cool.
That is awesome. Yeah. Right on, Jimmy. Well, really appreciate your time here today. Learned some cool stuff a little bit about you and FastTax, and look forward to having some more discussion about Darley Pumps and some Velvet Jimmy stories and just.
Oh, you don't want those.
I think we do. Or maybe Jimmy Darley is a father story. So we like them all.
There you go. Hey, it was a pleasure being here.
Appreciate your time. All right. Thank you. All right. Take care.